Earl's autobiography. He was a self-taught man of many talents. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a manuscript found in the county room of the Brewer Library, Richland Center, Wisconsin, it reads as follows. I, Earl Sugden, was born April 17, 1898 at Podunk, a small hamlet in Sauk County. When I was a baby, a neighbor woman used to borrow me each day, and after a while she begged my mother to let me be adopted by her for her own. I lay in my crib and laughed at the ceiling. We were very poor. My father worked in a sawmill. My mother did sewing for the neighbors. The sawmill closed, and we moved to Richland County on a small stream called Hawkins Creek. Here I remember everything distinctly. I knew the names of both children and adults of the area. From the first, I knew the difference in plants and trees. I learned melodies and music, though I could not pronounce correctly many words. We moved from the log schoolhouse to a sawmill camp farther up the valley in January of 1889. This was one of the coldest winters on record. The next spring, we moved to our uncle's house over the hill on a stream called Souls Creek. Here, my oldest sister taught me the alphabet. I was only four, but I tried to read all the printed matter I could. In the fall of 1893, we moved into an old shack with a board roof that let the rain pour through, but it was there that I studied arithmetic. Learning to write, that was hard for me. Neither my father nor my mother could write. I made my pen out of an old tin can. The ink, it came from Barlow's Indigo Blue, and my paper was the margin of the Farmers Institute book. In the autumn of 1900, my parents bought a 40-acre farm. We moved there that fall. We boys were enthusiastic in clearing the land. This was our first home. I had never been to church till I was 14. I soon began to attend Sunday school. In 1910, my younger brother bought a 40-acre farm, and we moved to that. I taught at a local school for 1 year. We paid for the farm in 3 years. I sold my share to my brother and began teaching again. I taught on and off until 1924, then I decided to quit teaching. My father died in 1922, so my younger sister and I ran our mother's farm till she died in 1933. We bought out our heirs and we farmed it ourselves until 1947. We sold the cattle and bought a house in Woodstock, 5 miles west. We still live there today. It should be noted that Earl Sugden was a man with deep respect and a desire for knowledge. With just a few months of elementary schooling, he was admitted to the Richland County Normal School. He taught at the Ryan School in the town of Aiken for many years. By self-study, he acquired an understanding of several languages. He was well-versed in the sciences. He was a painter of rural scenes and a carver of wood. He wrote tales and included poems. Many have benefited from the knowledge of Earl Sugden, and their lives have had a wider horizon because of this.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.